bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Maria. She's a longtime super fan and cosplayer. So without further ado, welcome to episode 32 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hey there, Shannon and Alex. It's Maria, Blurred Girl Jedi, on Twitter. First, I want to say I love the pod. Keep up the amazing work. This is a really rad idea to have people leave messages, like this incredibly annoying and long one that I'm leaving now. But thank you so much for giving people the opportunity and space if they want to take advantage of this. So, my Star Wars story. I didn't get into Star Wars right away. I was around when the prequels were around. I was, 10, 11. I thought Hayden was dreamy, but I didn't immediately get into it. I really liked the character of Padme, but it didn't speak to me yet. I didn't feel like I had to collect everything. I didn't feel like I had to get a costume, you know. That stuff for me came much later when the Clone Wars hit. I was in college and I was having a really rough time there and I ended up dropping out. And the only thing that stopped me from like being in a really bad place was every Friday on Cartoon Network, the Clone Wars was there and I never missed it. I never changed my routine to impact that show. Like every Friday you knew where I was. I was at home watching it. And it really helped save me and become who I am today. I don't know where I would be without that cartoon. How do I engage with fandom? On a lot of levels. I listen to a ton of Star Wars podcasts. I decorate. Our entire home is really Star Wars related. Everything is Star Wars inspired, from our Christmas decorations and the Wampa arm on the Christmas wreath to the yard decorations. At Thanksgiving, I have a Jabba that goes out with a turkey leg on it, to Darth Vader bringing our Christmas presents, to my daughter's room, my daughter's name. Her name is Ahsoka Rey. You know, everything is impacted and influenced by Star Wars. I don't know if I own a purse that doesn't have a Loungefly logo on it or something. I don't know if there is anything that doesn't get the Star Wars touch around here. It's how we teach our children. It's in the message that we share with others. You know, it's at work. You know, I lead a group of people, and the first thing they say is hope. You know, every meeting, you know, it's built on hope. You know, fandom is part of our lives. You know, we got married on May the 4th. We honeymooned at Disney the next day. So Star Wars has just always been there. Since I met him, we met through an internet site for geeks or whatever, or nerds, whatever you want to call it. Everything that we do is impacted by Star Wars, so it was a really good match, and we work really well together as a team. I cosplay. I got a couple cosplays, a Bazni Natal and a Hera Syndulla. This Halloween, Ahsoka and I will have matching Leia costumes. Just everything that we do is influenced by Star Wars. My license plate says Lady Jedi, you know, so it's everywhere. And it's something we live. It's not something we do. You know, some people go to cons and, you know, they wear a shirt. Like, me and my husband have Star Wars tattoos all over our bodies. Like, we are fans. This is our life. Did I answer how it's impacted my life? It's everything. Like I said, I wouldn't be who I am without Dave Filoni. Like, Dave created this amazing female character that gave me the confidence to be okay with walking away from college. You know, maybe this isn't my destiny. Maybe there's something else that I'm supposed to be doing. You know, and help me to not feel like a failure because I didn't do what everyone else wanted me to do. There was a lot of pressure from my family to be that first person to graduate college, and I didn't. And it was tough because so many people thought it was a sign of failure. And to say, no, I'm going to forge my own path. You know, I'm going to figure this out and find something that I feel is more valuable than a piece of paper. What am I looking forward to most this year? I would say Celebration is definitely up there for me. I love Celebration every year. It's, I call it the Star Wars family reunion. And every year at work that I go, I request it off and I say, you know, I'm going to my family reunion for this week. And they're like, damn, your family reunion takes a whole week? I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of cousins. There's a lot of us to get through. And they're really patient with me and they understand. But it is like a huge family reunion. If you've never been to Celebration and you're listening to this, find a way to get your ass to a Celebration. If you're listening to Star Wars podcasts, if you're collecting the Topps trading card app, if you're collecting Funko Pops, if you have more Star Wars t-shirts than there are days in a week, find a way to get your ass to a Celebration. You're missing out. Yes, it's expensive. Yes, there's a lot of walking involved. But it is totally worth it. It's so much fun. Not just the like celebrity meet and greets and all that stuff, but the friendships and getting to meet people in person and getting those memories made and spending time with people who all feel the same way you do is amazing. And the depression after is real. Like, it's like, no, I have to go back to real life. But we ended up going in 2015 for the first time, and I said, we're going to do this. And it was before I got pregnant. We had been trying, sidebar, I had been trying to get pregnant for years. I ended up losing my son in 2015, Anakin, halfway through the pregnancy. And so I gave up, and I said, we're not going to try again. Shortly after Celebration, I said, well, let's try again. And we went to the in vitro clinic and we got back on meds. And then Ahsoka was born shortly after. So never give up, right? Hope, I guess, is the message there. Anyhow, what was that leading into? Celebration. Oh, yeah. So we're at Celebration, and I tell Ashley Eckstein, I'm like, we're going to try again. If it's a girl, I'm going to name her Ahsoka, and you will meet her. So I'd still have to get her out there to meet Ashley. I don't know when. It's so hard to, like, transport a baby, you know? It's just been hard to get her out there because there's so much prep that has to happen. What am I talking about? Celebration. Right. Yeah. So then we met Hayden, which if you ever get the chance to meet one of the actors, do that. It's important. We were sitting in this line forever. And my husband's like, I'm so hungry. I'm like, dude, there's like a taco stand right over there. And they have these little pop-up places where you can eat or whatever. And he's like, oh, I don't want to lose our place in line. And we get up there to halfway to Hayden. Like, we're sitting there. There's the table there where you put your shit down. And I pull the box out. And he's like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, don't worry about it. Stay focused. We're almost there. And he's like, you brought Pop-Tarts and bottled water and hand sanitizer and, you know, all this shit. And so he busts me And he takes a package of Pop-Tarts, but the rest are for Hayden. And I'm like, these are for Hayden Christensen, and you can't touch them, and, you know, all this shit. Anyway, bottom line is, in my basement, I started looking around, and I'm like, I still have that 17 magazine with all of Hayden's favorite foods and whatever from the prequels, that article they did on him. And I don't know if he was freaked out or scared or just like, what the hell is happening? Like, why does she know that I love all these things? Anyhow, so there's that. That's my funny Hayden Christensen story. It's not a jar of sand that's been signed, but it's close. It's very close up there. And yeah, my husband's like, I can't believe you did that. Like, you were such a nerd. I'm like, I know, but 16-year-old me was very impressed, let me tell you. What else am I looking forward to this year? Clone Wars, Mandalorian for the Clone Wars tie-ins, Rise of Skywalker, Celebration, any tie-ins to Luke and Kylo Ren's training time, very excited for that. Any Her Universe products that are cool and mention Rey or Leia, or Ahsoka, of course. Ahsoka's my number one character, and maybe I'll add another character to my Women of the Galaxy tattoo sleeve before Celebration. So that's my next big project, I guess, besides getting this place ready for Christmas. Anywho, this has been a very long, rambly message. Thank you for the space to do it. And have an awesome day. The Force will be with you. Always.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Maria, and you can find her at Blurred Girl Jedi. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen. And if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!